News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
I'm coming to you this morning from the picturesque surrounds of the Norwegian countryside. People are out, they're enjoying the sunshine, the brisk spring air, they're walking and exercising amongst the spruce, the Scots pine, the blueberry bushes. What's unusual, though, is that all of those people are men, and through the trees here, I can just make out about an 8-metre-high concrete wall, and that is because I am in Halden Prison. It is home to 252 convicts, including murderers, rapists and drug dealers. It has been described as the most humane prison in the world, radically humane. Why treat the inmates so well, you might ask? That's what we're here to find out. We will hopefully get to speak to some prisoners themselves, but first we're going to head over here to the administration building to meet Runar Idason, the prison inspector. Runar, you're going to bring us on a tour of the prison in a little while, but before we go out there, I'm interested to know, what's the thinking behind Halden Prison? Why treat prisoners so well?
I think you could take that quite simple. I like to believe, who do you want for your neighbor? Do you want somebody who's treated well, maybe educated, maybe come out for work? Or do you want a neighbor who's been locked up for the last 10 years with no service? What kind of person is that? I would choose the first one.
So how do you treat prisoners well here?
We treat them as normal as possible, considering that you are in prison. The punishment from the Norwegian government is to be in prison. It's not a punishment inside the punishment. We treat them well, we educate them if they want to. We try to help them with to have a place to stay when they're finished, if they want to. So everything is going, if the inmates want to be helped, we try to help them.
When we go out for the tour, are you going to kind of pick up a baton and handcuffs and pepper spray before walking out in amongst the prison population?
No, not at all. It's no use for it. Not on a normal basis. That's we don't see that at all.
Okay, we are back outside in the open air, and Runar was not lying. He's leading the way here with no baton or any other safety equipment. In fact, he was telling me there hasn't been a single assault on a prison officer in 8 years here. And remember, this is a maximum security prison for violent offenders. But it's not like any other. While each inmate has a single ensuite cell with flat-screen TV, they enjoy shared cooking facilities and a shared living area as well, where they use steel kitchen utensils and kitchen knives and forks and everything else you'd imagine. In this place as well, they sit and they eat and they chat with prison officers like Linda Katrina Hansen, who we're on our way now to meet. Yeah, Linda, we're in this room, the living room, I suppose, and dining room, kitchen. This is where I suppose the inmates must spend a bit of time. Tell me about how you interact with them here and how involved you are with them every day.
Yeah, so after 3 o'clock, because before 3 o'clock they are in work at school, and then when they come up and at 3 o'clock there's dinner, so then I go in and I sit having dinner with them. We talk how people are doing, what they've done today, just normal basis like I would do home with my family. And after that, they have a break, actually, for 45 minutes, where we have our officer's break. And then we come back in, and then we sit, and I can either sit here in the couch watching a movie or just some sports.
Or Celine Dion, who's on the TV.
But this is actually good, because we're guessing the year this song came out. So this is something that is constantly on this TV, actually. Yeah. Or we're sitting over there, and we're playing games. Here we're playing games. So a lot of people playing chess, backgammon, cards, I'm knitting. So I'm sitting here knitting, and people find that very neat. They just like compare that to their family, their grandma, and they think it's soothing, it's calming. It's something that takes the stress away when I sit just relaxing, you know. So, and we're just talking about everything.
So as Linda says, the interaction with prisoners is all important here. She and her colleagues, they spend time with them every day. And that's true out here too in the open air. There's a vegetable garden just around the corner behind me. There's football pitches, a gym. There's a library, a school, a restaurant. There's a running track through a small forest up the hill there, all enjoyed by the prisoners and staff alike, side by side. And it's this interaction which they say is key here. It's part of the reason that they claim that Norway has such a low rate of reoffending. That figure in Ireland is hard to get exactly right. The Irish Penal Reform Trust produced a report about 5 years ago that put that figure at over 60%. The CSO more recently came out with a figure of 45%, though that came with the caveat that the figures they were getting from Gardaí may not be exactly accurate. One thing is absolutely true, though. It's higher in Ireland than it is here in Norway. The reoffending rate is 20% here, one of the lowest rates in the world. And they place not all, but some of the credit for that on how prisoners here are treated. Prisoners like Jan, who we're on our way to meet now. Jan is not his real name, I should say. He doesn't want to be identified, but I can say that he is here for committing what was described to me as an extremely violent crime. He's been here for 3 years, so it's going to be interesting to hear his impressions of Halden.
Yeah, I was first in Oslo prison, very old prison from the 18th century. and when I came to Halden prison, I was pretty much shocked.
Been here 3 years, you told me. What have you done in that time?
I have taken, first of all, I took a course called Stressmestring. This is for to be more aware of causes that make you stress. I had another course called Brottsbryte. This is a crime course taken from Sweden, and this is to be aware of your criminal patterns. Another course is called Drugs course. I had economy course to get your economy back on track, pay back debt. Also one course called Sinnemestring. This is anger management course.
Part of the reason that all those courses exist is so that when you finish your sentence and other people here finish your sentence, they don't want you to end up back here, and they don't want you to reoffend. Yeah. Do you think all those courses, the anger management, the, you know, the implications of crime, the stress you talked about, the stress management, that they will make you less likely to reoffend?
Of course, you have to first make a decision for yourself if you want to change or not. That is the first step. But I know that if you are focused on this and you're determined to take a better road, then without doubt these courses and this school will guarantee make you a better person and a lot safer person when you come outside.